the Good News Station.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Senator Rand Paul is taking his campaign for the presidency on the road. One day after officially throwing his hat into the GOP contender ring, the Kentucky Republican is heading to New Hampshire. He tells NBC's Today Show that he never grew up dreaming of a run at the Oval Office.
In the back of my mind, I thought I might run for... But no, never in my wildest dreams would I think there'd be a constellation of events that would come forward that would allow me to. But I do think that the message I have to offer is a distinct one, and I think it is resonating.
The father of the black man gunned down by a white police officer in South Carolina says he isn't sure if the incident was racially motivated. Walter Scott Sr. tells NBC's Today, justice will be served.
God is in the plan. God is tied with all this foolishness going on, and I believe in my heart that God is going to finish this right now. This has started. They started, and I think God is going to finish it.
This is USA Headline News.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753. Okay, friends, we thought that news problem was settled, and we had found a problem here on this end, but the problem is not with us. It's got to be with the satellite, because they're not feeding on either channel. There's some kind of problem.
That's right.
Can't get the tech support department to answer the phone out there.
Well, they fed in a little bit there, so they're having some sort of issue.
They're having an issue, and I don't know what it is, so we'll just have to live with that for a little bit and see what happens. But all of our equipment's working here on this end. We've rebooted everything.
That's
checked
right.
Everything. And I don't know what's happening with the USA Radio Network news, but they're having some problems, and we're just going to press on. But anyway,
right.
Friends, those phone lines are open today to take your pledge of support. And, you know, from time to time, things do break down, and that's why we need the support of the folks out there, the people that give and contribute to the ministry, so that when things like that happens here, we can take care of it.
That's
you know,
right.
Because, you know, some time ago we had the generator went out, and we played with that and patched it up and did some things. Let's just check and see something here. Nope, still no news there.
No news is good news. All right.
Well, no news is good news. Not in this case.
No news is not such good news.
But anyway, the feed's not working. It did for a moment.
It did. We heard it.
And
I was surprised.
I don't get what's going on. But anyway, we are having some issues with that. But we're going to press on here this afternoon. Listen to this. Our good news is that we have raised thus far $44,706. We're knocking on the door of that next $1,000 mark.
We're coming at a 45.
That's right. And we need that to happen right now.
Yes, we do.
$294 takes us to $45,000. Maybe somebody'd like to give $15 a month. Maybe somebody wants to give a gift of $15, whatever. You can give, and $100 gift, $200 gift, whatever. It all goes to help keep Christian radio on the air.
That's right.
And I do apologize for the satellite feeds and things not working well, but not a whole lot we can do about it. We're going to get back to some music right now. We hope those of you that are listening will pick up that phone and call, make that pledge today, and we'll see how far we can go.
Give us a call.
With your help.
888-221-8990.
Toll free from anywhere.
888-221-8990.
Greater than the pain within my heart. God can move the mountains before my climb would even start. Where He is, there good is, holding freedom in His hands. Where He goes, I will follow. There's life in His command. I'll praise the one who made it all. I will praise the one who's great. I will praise the one who made it all. I will praise the one who's greater, is greater. His command. And I will praise the one who made it all. And I will praise the one who's greater. I will praise the one who made it all. And I will praise the one who's greater. Is greater. Your majesty, and my mind reels in wonder when I marvel who you are. My heart and the air is thick with your majesty, and my spirit flies out from in my chest. Lord, visit me, my Lord, visit me. Holy Spirit, visit me. And I will praise the one who made it all. I will praise the one who's greater. I will praise the one who made it all. I will praise the one who's greater.
And that's Vanessa Foster and Greater. And we're just having a little
greater,
fun here in the studio. Well, friends, I do have some news for you about that satellite feed that comes on.
News about the no news?
The news about no news is that the problem is not here at the station.
That's right.
You know, we checked everything, rebooted everything, looked at everything. And I just got a call from Mr. Friedman out at USA Radio News. And he tells me that they're experiencing an outage problem on their end, and that's why we're getting no audio, and that they're working on that, trying to get that corrected. So maybe by 4:30 the news will be corrected, and if not, well, then we'll just
continue on.
Press on.
That's
and
right.
Do what we got to do. But
that's right.
The problem is not on our end. It's on their end, and he said that affiliate relations will let us know when they're back up and running.
All right.
So it's good news to me that it's not our
us.
Problem, you
That's
know,
it.
And that and that makes me feel a little better. But I'm sorry that it's affected our news broadcast here this afternoon, but not our problem. Well, it's our problem, but not technically.
That's right.
Okay. Well, anyway. Hey, our time is 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. I've got a couple of folks that have called in and made a gift of support. Now, Ketlin was calling in earlier from Wellington during the middle of my trying to figure out what was going on with the news, and we thank her for calling in and giving a gift of $50, and that $50 will go a long way in helping meet the need. And then I got to talk to John from Stewart. He called in a moment ago and renewed his giving. And so,
John,
God bless you. Thank you so much. That's $100 that we've added to our total, taking us up to $44,806. We're $194 away from that next $1,000 level, and we'd love to hear from you. We have Sandra from Jensen Beach with a gift of $15.
Oh, bless you,
and
sister.
And Sandra, God bless you. Gift of $15 calling in, and that's going to take us another step closer.
We're getting closer and closer. So if you want to join us, give us a call, 888-221-8990, or locally,
772-221-1100.
We also have a website, WCNO.com.
There. Okay.
All right.
Now I know what I was doing.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that works now.
Oh, Teresa's back.
Teresa is, she's been there.
Where you been?
I've been there, that's right. I've been there.
Well, you know.
Technical difficulties, I guess.
I thought it was awfully quiet in here.
Yeah. Yes, well, you know, technical difficulties, what can we say?
And John says he enjoys our prayer time in the morning during prayer and praise time.
Oh, that's good.
And I said, well, pray along with us.
Yes.
And God will do some great things. We do have prayer requests that have come in. Some have been called in here during the day with the pledges. But let me remind you, if you have a prayer need and you need prayer, call us whether or not you give.
Please.
We'd love to pray with you and for you. We believe, I believe, and I know you do
I do,
that prayer changes things.
Oh, yes.
Things.
Very powerful. Absolutely.
It changes things.
I've seen it over and over.
Oh, yes.
You remember some of the prayers in the Bible?
Oh, yeah.
When people got around and they prayed. I remember a place that we go to in Israel on Mount Carmel, and there's a statue there of Elijah. You remember confrontation that he had?
Yep.
And he said, I think there's 63 words in that little prayer that he prayed, and fire fell.
And fire fell.
That's the kind of guy I want praying for
That's it.
You know, a man who can move and get things done is such a good thing. To know that prayer does move the hand of God. It does help when we pray. You know, somebody says, does everybody get an answer when you pray? Well, I believe they do.
Yes.
Sometimes the answer is no.
That's right.
Now, does God heal everybody when we pray? Well, maybe not, but more people get healed when we do pray than when we don't.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and so we're going to believe God. We're going to trust God. We're going to ask God to move on your behalf when you call, and we hope that throughout this fundraising effort that you're praying for us. We need your prayers, and I know that there are a lot of people out there praying, and you're praying that we get our goal, that you're that yes, we do it quickly, that we get back to our programming, and pray for our voices. You know,
that's
my
you know, I'm not as young as I used to be.
But you still sound so
dumb. And the parts are like on my truck. They're starting to wear out.
And, we're only on day three, Tom.
We're only on day. That's what scares me.
Yes.
But we're having a good time, and we trust the Lord.
Yes, we do.
That he will meet our needs. And right now, we're just $179 away
from
that next $1,000 level. Now,
bless
it would bless us here this afternoon if you could pick up that phone and call.
Yes,
maybe
please.
You've never given before. Let me talk to those of you that have never given. You know, I think about how many people tell me they've listened for years. I run into them all the time. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, are you a contributor? But they've been listening for years, but they don't give. And I don't want to put them on the spot, but in my mind, I'm thinking, well, why not?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're listening every day, now, do you have cable at home? Do you have satellite TV? You know, most people do. How much do you pay every month just for that service? And I'm not belittling you and the decision to have. I have cable TV. I don't have the movie channels. I just have the basic channels, you know, basic, because I like to watch the news. I like to find out what's happening or not happening, you know. But but for less than what I pay for my cable every month, basic cable, and I don't have basic cable, I have basic satellite TV, and for what I pay every month, for less than that, I can support Christian radio.
That's right.
And do a great deal of good.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Do a great deal of good. So if you're listening every day and you're being blessed by the music and the programming, let me put you on the spot, if I may. Why not support Christian radio?
Mm-hmm. Why not bless someone else?
Why not be a blessing?
That's
why
right.
not get involved yes. in the ministry?
Spread the
why
gospel.
Not, you know, Francesco, you pointed out on Monday, this is a listener-supported ministry, but it is the listener's ministry.
It is the listener's ministry.
It's their ministry yeah. because they support it, they make it possible, and it's through their giving that people are being touched
That's
and blessed
right.
with the good news of Jesus Christ every day.
Very much so.
So why not?
That's right. They're spreading the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Now, I know, now when I say that, let me just be clear. I know that there are people out there that would give if they could, and they have a good reason. Maybe they're unemployed, they're out of work.
Right.
They just simply can't afford another expense in their life. But if you can, why not?
Sure.
Why not be a partner with us?
Certainly a good cause.
And spread the good news.
Spread it.
You know, another good reason for doing this is there's a brother that used to come in and help out, and he would show up, and he was a big encouragement. Friend of Alan. Alan had to leave us and take care of some matters here this afternoon. But he, Alan knew the fella. His name was George Marshall. Many of you in the Port St. Lucie area know George. If you're over in Jensen Beach and you went into Ace Hardware, he was over there in the paint department for many, many years. And George was a great man of God. And George gave me a bumper sticker that we still have in here.
Oh, yes, we do.
In the production room. It says, "Have you aggravated the devil today?"
Yes, I have.
You know, have you tormented the devil today? I think is what it said. Yeah. Have you tormented the devil today?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the devil, he aggravates us, torments us, situations that arise. You know, he just delights in the aggravation of the saints.
That's right.
Well, it's time that the saints aggravate him a little
That's
bit.
That's right.
And, you know, when you begin to pray and begin to seek God and call on the name of Jesus, that begins to aggravate the devil.
Yes, it does.
And so we need to aggravate him a little bit here this afternoon. So, if you will, pick up the phone, give us a call, aggravate the devil, reach people for Jesus, do something good for the kingdom of God,
yes.
and be a partner with us in ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, give us a call at 888-221-8990 or locally at 772-221-1100 or go to our website, WCNO.com.
All right. We're $179 away from that next $1,000 level. We hope to hear from you.
Yes.
To worship you. Father, we worship you today. We give you the glory, the honor, the power, the praise in Jesus' name. And we thank you for our Savior, Christ Jesus.
Lord, I reach for you. I'm here in your presence, standing here accused, waiting for my sentence. Every breath I breathe, I'm another moment closer to feeling sweet relief. So I lift my hands to touch you, and I've come into this place to worship you, to call your holy name, and lose my guilt and shame. And I'm standing in your grace, a creation made new. Let everything just a minute to gather up my life and all the pain that's in it. I cry to you, oh Lord, to heal these wounds and flaws. I close my eyes and sing with all that I can offer, 'cause I've come into this place to worship you, to call your holy name, and lose my guilt and
call your holy name and lose my guilt and shame, and I'm standing in your grace, a creation made new. Let everything I do lead me, lead me to this place, to worship you, to call your holy name and lose my guilt and shame.
To worship you here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Yes, Beautiful. Lord.
Well, our time is 4:26. You know what happens every week at 4 o'clock at this time?
Yes, I think I do.
4 o'clock on Wednesdays. Normally, we have Team Martech here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We have quite the conversation with Team Martech.
We have a lot of fun with those guys. Yeah. They come in and talk about all kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Martech.
That's right.
Vince Rosino,
Dan Warren,
Mike Paulus. I'm trying to think of all their names. I want to forget some of them. And I'll have to get the list out. But anyway, CPA extraordinaire.
Extremely extraordinaire.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Forensic CPA who does not teach at Columbia. He's called in today. Vincent, God bless you. Thank you so much for your call and support of Christian Radio. He is a great guy.
Wonderful.
Comes in, tries to give me the stump Pastor Tom question. And sometimes, I don't let him know this, but sometimes. I have to think real
hard.
Deep and real hard.
I think he knows now, Tom.
Does he know now?
Oops.
Well, Vincent,
I forgot to tell you, he's listening.
Is he listening?
Well, Vince, you got him again.
You got stumped me again, Vince. What can I say? But Vince has called in and given a gift of $100. We thank you so much for that. And that puts us within $79.
We're knocking on that door.
And so I know what Vince would say if he were here. And he would tell you, you know, this is a good place to give to.
That's right.
And if you tune in, he won't be here today, but... And next week, we don't expect him to be here because we'll be doing fundraising. Unless, of course, I have to call him and tell him we met our goal and get in here. But he's right in the middle of tax season. He's really, really busy. But he did come last week. And but he's doing all the tax returns and helping his clients. And
busy. Yep.
And if you want to know a lot about taxes and things like that... tune in on Wednesdays and talk to Vince. Call him up and stump him with a question.
All right. Payback.
There you go. Well, Vincent, thank you so much. We also want to pray for his wife. His wife right now is dealing with some cancer and taking chemotherapy and such. And, you know, we've been praying for her. And I think it'd be good right now if we stopped and
just
lifted her up
yes.
to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I lift up Vince's wife to you today. I ask, Father God, that you touch her and minister to her in body. Lord, you know that she's been a good wife to Vince for many, many years and stood by him, been with him. And he's standing with her today and believing that she's going to come through all of this. And we just pray, Father, Lord, that you would touch her in body, that you'd minister to her, that every one of the treatments that she receives would come to have its full effect. And, Father, drive that cancer far, far away from her today.
Amen.
Give her health, give her healing, give her hope, and give her joy in the midst of all of this. Mm-hmm. Father, we ask it in Jesus' holy name.
Yes.
And amen.
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 And amen. And thanks again, Vince, for your help. A gift of $100. We've got another gift that has come in here, And this is a gift from Patrick. And Patrick is giving a gift of $100.
Oh, bless you.
And Patrick has a prayer request as well.
All right.
But let's pray for this. He has a prayer request for his daughter, Tanny Jo, I believe, is in college, for God to open up the doors for her and for her to lean on the Lord to do his will in her life.
Thank you. Touch
a son's heart, Jason Ray, to serve God as he should, to bless the family and especially the parents to be godly role models for their children. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for Patrick today. We ask, dear God, that you minister to him and his wife, that they be those role models for Tanny Jo and Jason Ray. And, Lord, that you touch them today, Lord. Touch Jason, Lord, that he would be the man of God that you'd have him to be, and help Tanny Jo as she is there in school and college, that she would learn and grow, and Father, to learn to lean on you and to do your will in her life. Father, Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Well, that's going to put us a little over the $45,000 level.
Yes.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to play that doxology right now. And as we do, let's just praise the Lord together. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures
And that's our doxology.
Yes, it is.
For going over that $45,000 level. $45,021. Here's Rita Springer and Rain Down.
Oh, Rain Down.
Watch that phone number.
888-221-8990.
And you can call toll free as we listen to music here on the Good News Station.
Bless you.
I know it's time for heaven's rain. It's gonna rain, 'cause it's the living water we desire. Flood our hearts with a holy fire. Rain down all around the world. We're singing rain down. Can you hear the earth singing rain down? My heart is dry. Stars.
garrison was broken. Now with outstretched arms he welcomes in everyone who trusts in him. His nails got hands, hold heaven's gates wide open. For so long my eyes were closed, I couldn't see a way of hope for someone like me. And in my despair I cried, there's got to be more to this life. Lord, help me. There had to be a perfect sacrifice. That's why Jesus came, a cross was raised, and he laid down his life. Wide open, he nailed his arms wide open. After 3 days in a cold grave, the power of sin was broken.
Yeah. believe in a hill called Mount Calvary.
Listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, right here in Palm City. And we just went over the $45,000 level, $45,021.
Oh, praise God. Yes,
and
we did.
And counting. And our goal is to raise $195,000 in support of this Christian radio ministry.
Yes, it is. So why don't you join us? Give us a call, 888-221-8990. Toll free from anywhere. 888-221-8990.
Here's Pam Thumb. Life is hard.
Because sometimes living takes the life out of you. And sometimes living is all you can do. Life is hard, the world is cold, we're barely young and then we're old. But every falling tear is always understood. Life is hard, but God is good. Been strong for so long, but that's not how you
try to pray, but there's nothing left to say. So you just quietly kneel. In the silence of all that you face, God will give you an easy road to travel. He only said that you would never be alone. When your last thread of hope begins to come unraveled, don't give up. He'll walk beside you on this journey home. Is always understood. Life is hard. Oh, life is hard. But God is good.
Little praise guitar.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful music?
Yes.
Well, you're listening to the Good News Station here today, and we've been sharing with you from time to time some prayer requests that have come in. And we want to pray and ask God to meet some needs here this afternoon. Sandra from Port St. Lucie has a legal battle and to be overturned regarding her mother's finances and relocating to North Carolina to find a place, a job, and sell a condo goes through successfully. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up Sandra to you today in prayer. We know, God, that you're able to minister to her and to give her the needs that she has to provide, to help her through this legal battle and in the relocation, to minister in the marriage, and that the success of the sale of that condo takes place. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Elizabeth said she appreciates all we do. She says, I feel blessed by having you and pray that you will always be blessed. Well, Liz, God bless you. Thank you for that comment, sending that along with her gift of support to WCNO Radio.
Nice. Thank you.
Now, some of these that we've going through right now are part of the mail that came back before we went on the air. And this is such here from Stella in Port St. Lucie says, please pray for Nicole, Christine, and Jose. May they be blessed by our Lord. Well, Father, we lift up Nicole, Christine, and Jose, Father, to you in prayer. And we ask your God that you bless them, that you encourage them and strengthen them today and every day according to their needs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Stella, thank you for your giving. We are coming up on the top of the hour here. It's soon going to be 5 o'clock. We've got about an hour and, seven minutes or so left today. We're $979 away from that next $1,000 level. And whatever you can do to help today would be very much appreciated. Remember, tomorrow is
the 25th anniversary.
The 25th birthday, 25th anniversary, 25th anniversary of the ministry of WCNO Radio. Can you believe it?
Blessed.
25 years ago, And we went on the air, and I tell you, you know, it's been a great thing, you know, over the years to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. And we just pray that those of you that are listening will join us with a gift of support, maybe a renewal if you haven't renewed
That's
already.
Right. That's a good time to do it.
And it's a good time to get involved with the ministry of WCNO.
Well, if you've gone
haven't already.
Come back home. Come back, and if you've gone away for a little while, come on back and join us. And spread the gospel. Give us a call, 888-221-8990. That's toll free from anywhere, 888-221-8990.
Okay, well, give us a call, and we'll add your gift to those that have been pledged already, and we'll move a little closer to where we need to be. The time, it's 4:54 here at WCNO.
Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever, forever. Amen. Forgive us, Lord, forgive us of our debts. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory.
You can't help me climb. is an ocean too wide. You can't help me cross. You are the Lord Almighty. In you I place my hope and trust. You humble the strong that the weak may rise. You humble the rich that the poor may.
This is WCNO, Palm